Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You've grown up a lot.
Yeah, I'm an older.
Yeah, yeah. And he still drinks like
older type of drinker.
Yes, he still drinks like the punch.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I can't say the word. What kind of punch? Because I think that's because it's insinuating something.
Sure. We use terms for drinks in college. You probably can't say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the one thing about being at the beach last week with my wife, though, is because she likes to get after it.
Yeah.
You guys have seen it. but generally, she'll keep it in there when the baby's around. But when we get out, just the two of us,
right,
she'll let it loose a little bit, let the dragon out.
There's nothing funnier than that right there. You know, mom drink, especially first time moms.
Oh, yeah.
And they get that drink in on
them. Mom gets free a little bit.
It feels so bad. It's about the baby. Like, that baby fine?
Baby's fine.
That baby is fine. Yeah. He is okay.
The grandparents are here.
That's
everything's going great. But when we're at home, it's wine, generally. Maybe she'll have a cocktail or something like that. She likes beer. At the beach, it's all beach drinks.
Yeah.
Rum runners and whatever punches and all kinds. Like, she got a bucket full of stuff at one point. It's like,
that's a great thing.
That's like, just pure sugar. You're just going to feel bad tomorrow when you drink that.
My wife drinks tequila on every continent. On every continent. Every continent we go to.
Doesn't matter what
beach. No matter what beach. No matter what. My wife's drinking tequila. It does not matter. That's one thing I always kind of. Bring us some tequila. You go drink tequila. It don't matter.
Try to talk my dad into taking a tequila shot with me at the bar. Wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, you're just going to get a shot? I was like, yeah. I just want a drink. I don't really feel like, I don't want like a beach drink. I don't want to drink a beer. I'm just going to get a Don Julio shot.
Yeah.
Just seemed like, get it started.
Yeah.
It's 11:30 in the morning. We might as well get
going.
We're at the beach.
Yeah.
You want one? No. No, thank you. I'll stick with the beers. He keeps it, room temperature Budweisers.
Did he have the room temperature Bud?
In the room.
Okay.
IPAs by the pool.
Ah.
Yeah. Which is a strong move. Yeah. You're going to be kind of sipping IPAs all day in the hot sun. You got to be a pro.
What?
He is.
See, y'all three know more about that stuff. Like, why can't I drink? Like, I'm
stronger.
I'm going to be drinking like Red Stripes like for a whole week.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Rum?
Lighter,
okay.
Less alcohol content.
Okay, I'm drinking Red Stripes and sipping rum.
Yeah.
And Red Bull.
I did have to make the move this weekend, though, with golf. It got that much hotter where I had the Voodoo Ranger Mixed Pack IPAs, which is just a heavy beer, good beer.
Okay, okay.
Heavy, good beer that's not drinkable in 85-degree weather when you're swinging the club.
I had to swing by
the store. I had to make the transition this past weekend to Miller Lite. It was like, it's Miller time. Like, it's hot out.
Light beer.
I got to keep it light and keep it moving.
Because you drink Bush
in all temperatures.
But I've never heard that until y'all. I've been around y'all. Like, this is more of a cooler drinking beer, and it's more of a. I'm like, what the hell's the difference? Beer is beer. Yeah, I know. Bush is all flavor, all season.
All weather drink.
365 beer.
It's like all season tires.
It's all season, man. You know what I mean? I ain't
got
to put the.
We got seasonal tires over here.
I ain't
got
to put the chains on the tires and then like
that. IPA is like studs,
Yeah.
Ice tires.
Yeah, I just be curious, man. I was like, I was drinking this IPA when it was golfing, but it was too hot for the IPA. I was like, was the IPA making you sweat?
Sweat's different.
And it sits in your – it sits different.
Sweat gets thick kind of on the IPA. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You ever see a thick, sweaty dude on the golf course?
I went with y'all one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just the sweatless – it doesn't beat up. It kind of cakes up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went golfing with y'all for –
Looks like you rubbed grease on his forehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't understand that, I can't drink this beer. This is a summertime beer. Hell, huh? So it's a wintertime beer. Dark beer. I don't like dark beer. I can't drink dark
or
beer.
I really IPA kind of.
Okay.
For me, personally.
Well, there's beers with, cinnamon notes, too.
Or, yeah, pumpkin spice kind of.
There are winter
fall beers.
Yeah. I'm just looking at you talking about some pumpkin spice.
I didn't say pumpkin spice.
I did. I said
pumpkin
that.
Spice. Oh, okay.
I don't do pumpkin
spice. Okay, I'm used to him saying that. Yeah. I'm used to him saying that.
All right. So here's what's coming up this hour. Desmond Ridder, Falcons quarterback, going to call in any minute as they get off the practice field today. We are going to get to the most important audio in the world. Just a couple minutes from, well, actually now. We'll get back into it coming up in 20 minutes as well. Then we'll get some damn good questions with Brian. Before Desmond Ridder gets here, though, let's get to a couple of other things from Falcons rookie minicamp, starting with Arthur Smith, talking about, you know, kind of what this week is about for these guys.
We're bringing them along. We're not in pads. We're not tackling. We're not doing one-on-ones. So it's just a building. We got some guys trying out, and a lot of it is going to be more mental. They wouldn't be out here if we didn't think they had a physical skill set. We wouldn't have brought them out here. But you do get to evaluate how they can take things that we're teaching, bring it to life on the field. But it's not full real football until we get into late July and August.
And that's always the thing we were talking about earlier. We were talking about, and I was like, how the hell did you get here? Because that's the thing about it. I've seen some of these beautiful looking athletes just out there running like gazelles in shorts and everything. And you get in the classroom, and you're just like, what is so hard to comprehend about this concept?
Yeah.
Because the one thing about passing concepts, no matter what anybody tells you, they're all the same. They've got different numbers and different numbers and different names for them. But everything is pretty. You don't reinvent a passing game.
So let me ask you this: what does it tend to be that leads to guys getting to this level, but not having the classroom aspect of it? Is it that they were just so physically gifted that they were able to get away with it at the lower level?
Yes.
But it's very rare to be that physically gifted to be able to get away with it at this level.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, you don't got to be the smartest football player in the world, but you got to know at least your job. And that's the thing about it is, like, you focus on everything but your job, meaning you focus on focus on the after effect, but not before, not the getting to the line of scrimmage, not breaking the huddle, not reading the defense. All you're worried about is the results of the play. You got to know everything in the play from the snap count, all those different things. And that's what always baffles. And one thing, because I sleep football, eat sleep, even since I was 8 years old. So I always knew football, and I always had the benefit of playing in the same system, name, words, and everything from college. But you just get there, and you're just like, damn, boy. I got to tell you everything to do. But now when you know what to do, hey, it's lights out. But then it's like, I can't, you know, the coach is not going to be out there with you in the field.
Right.
You do know that, right? It's not going to happen.
That's got to be when guys do get it, though, because I'm sure you've been around some of those guys where it's like they never clicks, they never figure. But then when it does, it's almost like having the answer to the test.
Yes. Like,
it's like, man, I've been this athletic to get to this point. Now I've been studying.
Hey, man, we just have fun with the rookie. By God, I think he got it.
He got it.
Hold on 1 second. Go outside real quick. Now come back in. Now repeat it again. Holy blank, he does got it. You know? Like, all right, let's call it a day, coach. Come.
He figured it out.
That's what we do. Hey, coach, let us out. All right, he got it and everything like that. But, you know, it's a fun process, but it's all about what you put into it, because it is. And as we got, Brian just texted us about Desmond is going to be running a little late because he's going to do some work after practice. There you go. Already figured it out.
It's good.
Already figured it out.
Smart.
I know I got to go on this great midday show with these two brothers named Andy and Randy, but they can wait because I got to work here because I got a job I got to win.
That's the thing that I'm expecting to hear a lot about from him. Like, just in the very small sample size of answers to questions, some of the behavior you're picking up on, some of the stuff you're hearing about from the first couple days. Like, at the end of the day, all of this stuff, like staying after practice, doing that's all great. He's got to go out there and actually play. That's what matters most. But a lot of this stuff, we're going to hear a lot about Desmond Ridder after practice throwing with guys, spending off season with Drake London and getting extra throws in, getting there early and studying film. Like, he's already talked about he's been in the playbook 24/7 since he got it, trying to learn all that stuff. Just, you're going to hear a lot of stuff like that about him. And I think he's got a little bit of a blueprint if you want to talk about being a third round quarterback and being able to come into a situation like this and do it. Russell Wilson did it.
I hate that right there. God.
Because of the expectation?
Yes.
I'm with you.
It's not the expectation. I mean, I just hate that you compared me to him.
And I understand what you're saying. And I'm not trying to compare him and what he might be.
Right.
What I'm trying to say just is, before he got the job, all the stuff that he did in terms of, like, taking it.
Right.
Because everything you do every single day, they're watching.
Yes.
You get there first at 5 a.m., they notice that.
Right.
You know the play first day at training camp, they know that. You're correcting guys, you're helping guys out on the practice field, they know. I mean, you know that. I'm not telling you anything.
Dude,
you don't
I remember
know.
My first
I'm just saying, watching the guy do it, everyone thought he was being extra and he was being ridiculous. He wouldn't like look at film with Matt Flynn, and everyone's like, "What's wrong with this guy?" No, he's trying to win the job.
Dude,
anyway,
Andy, I remember one time I came in. Now, note, I came in to detox, right? Because I was out one night and trying to get some sweat out before practice, and just happened to be in the building before anybody. It was like went into the film room. Oh, went through the whole building. All right, and then they use it as an example after practice. Yeah, everybody needs to focus on what they need to do. Hell, we got a rookie tight end here at 5:30 in the morning. I was like, "Well, coach, I was coming from the club trying to." You know, get that pause out by me.
I was drunk.
Yeah. But thank you.
Thank you.
You're absolutely correct.
Dedicated.
You're absolutely correct. Because the thing, that is something that goes towards, okay, this guy is ready. This guy might be ready. This guy might be our future quarterback. Because, again, it ain't no easy. It's not easy to do what he has to do to be an NFL quarterback. And the first thing you have to do is you got to be smart, a smart SOB.
Yeah, that's right.
All right? And again, unless you got ungodly gifts.
All that stuff matters a great deal. The other part of it that matters a lot is don't do it. This happens in every business, everybody's office, this business. People love to be Mr. Show Up First, you know, rise and grind, hardest working person in the world for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do the next week?
Yeah.
Why aren't you here early? You were last week. Oh, you earned it already? Like, that's the thing about this is if this is who you are, be this guy. You got to continue to do it.
Kind of happened to me when I started. I had to get up out of there. Because remember when we were first auditioning, whatever, you know, I was coming in here with my shirt all pressed and nice and everything. Had like no writing on my T-shirts. Just real respectable. No hats. I always had my hair cut.
Now we got the real Randy.
Yeah, you got the real Randy. Yeah.
Unshaved.
Don't shave.
Shirt looks nice, though.
To get a haircut every 9 days now.
I need a haircut, too.
Yeah, every 9 days.
How bad this haircut
is. I
got to
get one tomorrow because we're so busy Thursday. So I just was talking to my barber. I was like, hey, man, all right, this is what I need. I need to get in the chair, no talking. All right? I need you not to say nothing. All right? I'm going to get in the chair.
Not even high.
Not even high. Because I'm on a time crunch. I'm like, 3 o'clock, I'm in the chair. I'm out the chair by 3:21, going to get the babies. And I got sorts of stuff to do. I got you. Because he's one of them bros. I love him. But he's a talk, like, and why can't you cut and then you always pull the clippers over my head?
To say something.
Yeah.
Can't cut and talk at the same time.
Come on. You almost finished. You almost finished. Oh. Boy, you crazy, man. You finish the cut.
Just cut it.
Just cut it, dog.
Does that cost more? No talking?
I don't care. I tip him.
Just hush.
They only price
it. Just hush. All right, we got to go to a quick break.
When did damn haircuts cost $40?
I know. I don't want the extra stuff. Don't massage my back. Don't, no hot towel. Just cut my hair. Charge me $20. We're good to go. Well, we got to get to a quick early break. Desmond Ridder on the other side. Falcons quarterback Desmond Ridder coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come on, man. Dun. We had a little a festive debate yesterday, Bonk.
You did?
Yeah. What was it, 90s No Limit?
Oh.
Or, no, early No Limit or early Cash Money?
Oh. I got to go early Cash Money, personally.
Because you're legit, man.
I was.
Yeah, you're legit.
I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
Now, I don't feel bad about that.
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
Those are two great options. I think the Falcons put out a schedule kind of in the style of a No Limit like album cover?
Right.
Am I right about that? Did I see them sort of stylizing some of the schedule in a No Limit style, which there's nothing wrong with? Some kind of diamond font and all that. I always said you and I, if we ever end up having some sort of appearance somewhere as
a
show
that
we want to hype up and really promote for a long time, I want it to look like an old No Limit album cover.
Do you have anything camouflaged? No, it's random.
That's a great question.
I know it's random.
And I know where you're going with that. Oh, God, I don't think I might have some like real tree, but that's not exactly.
What is real tree?
It looks like, you know, like tree kind of. It looks like a.
You're dressed
like a tree.
That's what I'm about to say.
You're from. You know what real tree is. You got real trees printed stuff.
What the hell is real tree?
It kind of looks like camouflage, but it's like a forest.
It's not like army camo. It's like forest camo. It's where you got like trees.
It's for like hunting ducks and stuff.
Oh, this stuff.
You got
okay,
a couple hats
stuff.
To have the real tree.
Oh, yeah, I got real tree hats.
Yeah, you got
real
tree
hats. Oh, no, because I'm trying to think, because I hate both of our profile pictures on the website.
Me too, with a fiery
passion. I just hate them. Could we possibly get Knox and get this approved downstairs for me and you to have like a camouflage, like no limit picture. Have some pit bulls, like wrapped with some chain around our hand.
Yes.
With the like tank tops. Like
my ears are still pierced.
Yes, mine too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Checked a couple weeks
mine
ago.
Too. I mean, do you think we can get that in sitting on like a car?
Yeah. Somebody's got to have like an old, God, what would we even want?
Oh, don't.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Can we get this approved, Brian?
Yeah, approved.
Okay.
It's approved.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is, just there like that.
New pictures on the website.
Yes, sir.
We just got to find some pit bulls.
We got to find some pit bulls. That's it. We got to find some pit bulls.
I don't think our dogs are going to scare
No.
You should do one. You should do one with your dogs and then one with pit bulls. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, we got to go find some pit bulls. Yeah, and
there's some people out there listening right now that have pit bulls.
Of course. And all we got to need is borrow them for the picture, and we got to do it in front of Magic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Front of Magic.
All about it. What do I need? Camo pants and a white t-shirt
That's
or something
it, dog.
Like that?
That's it. That's it, dog. And I'm telling you, camo, pit bulls, in front of Magic. Magic day shift when I was back in the, when I was
gonna
in the shakes.
We're going to need one or two
when
of
I was
them.
In them shakes, man, Magic. Oh, it was so fun. We had that
on the hood.
And we were down at the at Mercedes-Benz doing a show with Carl. And a lovely couple comes up to me. And the lady comes over to me. And she's like, my husband wants to know, where are the good shakes around here? And it was just so funny because the way she said it, it was just so funny the way she said it. But you could tell he listened too much. He listens a lot. Cause his wife came and said, yes, Randy, my husband would like to know where the good shakes are around here. And it was just so funny. So I appreciate y'all. Everybody came up and spoke this weekend. But, yeah, new profile picture.
An old box Chevy. Get some, whatever, you know, some maybe a dancer or two out there with us. There's nothing wrong with that.
Chris, they sit on a box Chevy.
Yeah.
Nothing
wrong with that.
Box Chevy. With like a rusty dough,
sure.
Yeah, like a rusty dough. Like it's supposed to be blue, but it's like the rust sign that came up and everything. Yeah.
All right, so we're hanging out. Desmond Ridder is going to call us in just a minute. Falcons quarterback Desmond Ridder looks like he's calling us right now. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt coming up about 20 minutes from right now as well. Grant McCauley will join us in the 1 o'clock hour at 1:20. Talk some Braves with Grant. Unfortunate result last night. Two hits. They didn't.
They had two freaking hits.
They
man.
Lost on a wild pitch, which is incredibly frustrating. Maybe Ronald Acuna will be back in the lineup tonight. That'd be great. But we'll talk to Grant about the Braves coming up at 1:20. Get back into what's trending top of the 1 o'clock hour as well. You know, the fun thing is, with everything going on, it would be nice if we were talking more positive Brave stuff, and obviously Falcons rookie camp and all that kind of stuff. Conference finals start tonight.
They had two freaking hits yesterday.
They had two hits. Yeah, yeah. I know. We'll get back to that and talk to Grant about that in about an hour from right now. Right now, though, happy to welcome to the show one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, quarterback Desmond Ridder. Desmond, how are you this
welcome.
Afternoon?
Welcome. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
What's it been like so far? I mean, you're up there at Flowery Branch. You're around a lot of the rookies. You're around the new coaching staff. What's the first few days of being an NFL football player been like?
Yeah, it's been fun, but it's also been hectic at the same time, having a whole bunch of information, new plays thrown at you. But, you know, I'm just doing my best, trying to lead the guys in the right direction and getting everyone together to, you know, achieve our ultimate goal.
How's that been so far as that process? Because, you know, as a quarterback, you get more information than anybody. You got to know what everybody's doing. How has that been as far as the terminology, the formations? What's been the biggest adjustment so far for you?
Yeah, it's definitely just the terminology. You know, football is football at the end of the day.
Right.
Most of the concepts are the same. It's just putting it in a different language. So it's really just learning the new language. Obviously, there's a lot more football knowledge that, you know, I'm learning now that, you know, I didn't know in college. But, you know, I'm picking up on it pretty well. So I'm just doing my best and leading the rookies, you know, whether that's having meetings at our hotel, having the guys in here early, just getting through, having meetings. But just trying to get everyone on the same page so we can come out here and execute.
So, I mean, diving into the playbook, obviously it's early, week and a half, and the last couple of days getting to go through some of it. But I imagine some of the stuff stands out to you. Some of the stuff has to get you excited as a quarterback, as a player. What are some of the things offensively that you've seen so far and thought to yourself, all right, this looks fun to me?
Yeah, just obviously some of just the play-action passes. A lot of the stuff under center actually gets me excited, you know. Mm. That's something that I grew up wanting to do, and then, you know, just the way of the game, how it went, just going through high school and college, you know, I was in the shotgun, so kind of got away from that. But, you know, obviously having my dream of coming to play NFL, that's a main part of it is playing under center, so I'm excited to get back to it. Get under and start ripping some balls downfield.
How has it been with the new guys? Because like you say, it's just you and the rookies up there doing some things. Eventually the vets will get there and you got to get as caught up as you can with those guys. But how has it been practicing with your guys as far as your fellow draft class and some of these rookie free agents?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, we've all shown up to work every single day. Everyone comes in with a great attitude. But, you know, yesterday and today we were actually integrated in with the vets. We just got done with a little practice today that we had, a little walkthrough, jog-through with the vets. So it's good to kind of get in, us as rookies, see how, you know, some of the vets work, how Marcus works, how Felipe works, and just see how they go about their day as true professionals.
Desmond Ridder joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Falcons third-round draft pick. What do you think that relationship with Marcus Mariota is going to – what's it been like, I guess, so far, talking about being around him the last couple of days, and what do you expect that relationship to be like?
Yeah, it's been great. And, you know, I think it'll continue to be great. You know, we're both competitors, and at the end of the day, we both want a healthy competition. And, you know, I think that's what we look at it as. So, you know, obviously I'm the younger guy. He's the vet. So I'm looking up to him, you know, whether that's just, you know, pre-practice routine, whether that's maintaining, you know, your arm care, whatever that be. I'm going to him asking for questions. And then we're just making each other better every single day, both on the field and off the field. Like I said, he's got a lot more experience on me as far as when it comes to the NFL. So, you know, I'm just taking in like a sponge, gaining all the information that I can to be the best player that I can be.
But that competitive juice is there, though. And we've seen it. I've seen you play when you played here against my Georgia Bulldogs. Is there. And that I believe that fire is there. It's always good to learn. But you want this job, right? I mean, you want to be, when they run out of that tunnel up here in Mercedes-Benz playing the Saints, you want that quarterback, at starting quarterback, to be Desmond Ridder, right?
Yes, sir. Like at the end of the day, I'm going to go out here and put my best foot forward. And, you know, if they give it to Marcus, they give it to Marcus. If they give it to me, they give it to me. You know, I'm going to do whatever my role is for this team to make the team better at the end of the day. So whatever that role is, I'm all for it.
Do you get to pick your roommates at this, the rookie minicamp?
No.
If you did,
no.
You're pretty smart pick there against with the number one wide receiver, potentially the number one running back with Algier. How does that work in terms of who you're rooming with?
Yeah, no. So, you know, we just showed up to rookie mini camp and we were assigned dorms and dorm rooms. And, There were four rooms in the dorm, and so it was myself, Drake, Tyler, and John Fitzpatrick.
There you go.
And, you know, us four guys have really kind of created a bond last night, and we got moved to the a hotel after rookie minicamp. Last night I had the guys in the hotel room and the conference room for about 2 hours going over an install. So we've really just kind of grown a relationship between the four of us. Like I said, you know, we all want to be great. We all want to be the best. So we're putting in that work, putting in that time to do that.
I love it. I love it. That's really, really good. Taking that leadership on early. That's the last one for me. I mean, you come from, and we talked about it a lot, but you played in some big football games, did the unthinkable that nobody thought of, a non-Power 5 could get into the playoffs. You took your team there. You got a great head coach. What are some of the things that you're going to take from that program to help you along this journey in the NFL?
Yeah, just the confidence and then, you know, just never being complacent. Always wanting to get better every single day. You know, like we say, just be 1% better. So, you know, wake up and have a purpose. Have a purpose for the day. Be ready to work. Be ready to get better. And not only make yourself better, but make everyone else around you better. Push them, push the team to be the best that we can be. And, you know, if you do that, not only for yourself, but for the team, everyone's going to improve.
Hey, Desmond, I saw a commercial last night from DoorDash that made it look like you used to be a DoorDash delivery guy. Is that true? Did you do that?
Yeah. So during COVID, the 2020 year, I think it was that winter, that spring, whatever it may have been. I did a little bit of DoorDashing for a little bit. But yeah, now I'm obviously just focused on football. So,
So Desmond Ritter shows up at your door in Cincinnati. Like, people know who you are. Like, how's that going when DoorDash delivery driver is quarterback Desmond Ritter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was before NIL. So, you know, I was just trying to get a little extra money just for rent and everything, rent and food. So I was doing what I could do. But yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I like what you said. You ain't got to do that no more. Now, you're a professional quarterback now. You're a professional football player. You got any promo code, though?
Nah, I ain't got no promo codes. But like I said, I'm just focused on football now, trying to be the best I can be. So,
my man.
Desmond, we appreciate it.
Good luck to you, my brother. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
Desmond Ritter there, Falcons quarterback. Yeah. Former DoorDash driver well.
Hey,
you imagine you're a since I was. I was also a DoorDash driver. One of the many things Desmond Ritter and I have in common.
Hey, man, I mean, he sounds the one thing.
Wise beyond our years. Elite athletes.
He has a little girl.
Has a daughter.
Yeah,
I have a daughter.
He has a little girl. Yep. You know, a
lot of similarities.
I always, you know, that is a rough job, especially during that time, because I remember, you know, nobody the tips and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That was a rough time, man. But
there's some. Yeah.
You would get mad, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Tip me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Throw a tip out there.
You get that Andy face?
I'd just be like, come on, man. Like, I just delivered you guys $200 worth of tacos. You can't throw me like a 5% tip? Zero tip. Okay. All right. There's nothing you can do about it at that point. You already delivered them.
Right.
If you're Desmond Ritter,
yeah,
you remember who they are and you get to
That's
the top
cool.
And you send somebody else to their house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Now, if it was NIL time, he would have just been in a DoorDash commercial and wouldn't have had to do any work, which would have been pretty nice.
Yeah, man. But you know what? A lot of the stuff he said as far as his leadership, the thing that he's doing with those guys, like that. Hey, man, let's go get this working. Because one thing about it, they have a Flyer Branch. Ain't nothing to do up there around the Falcons facility.
The lake is kind of close.
And that place that delivered that food to us that one day at training camp.
That good Italian restaurant.
The good Italian restaurant that delivered that food
to there.
Us.
Some good golf courses up there. What's that place we played that one time? It's pretty good.
There's a bunch of good ones up there. There's a Chicopee. There's
the one your
Reunion.
Buddy lives at.
Reunion.
Reunion. Yep. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
A good golf course. I don't know what Desmond's game's like, but we got a lot of other stuff in common.
All right. Okay. Flower Branch is not that bad. And I'm not saying it's bad, so I don't need the Flower Branch crew coming at me like the LaGrange folks was, all right?
Stop talking trash about all the small Georgia towns.
I'm not talking trash. I didn't say nothing about LaGrange. I like LaGrange. I F's with LaGrange. All right? Okay. All right.
And Flowery Branch.
I can't wait to go back up there.
Hopefully we'll get to.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. Okay. Now back to him.
Desmond Ritter.
Yes. I mean, that's what you call that's like unasked for leadership. Like mm-hmm. They didn't have to do that. They don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But I need y'all to do this because one thing is those four, because all four make the team. Fitzpatrick's gonna make the team. He's making the team.
Yes.
Algiers. Probably going to be starting running back.
Probably.
All right. Then you got the first round running back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that core four right there is, I mean, it's at every level, tight end, receiver, running back. And so you get a whole lot of work done with those four guys doing that thing as far as learning the playbook and doing all those things. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah, and look, talking about last night, then conference room, 2 hours, install, that kind of stuff, like – not everybody's doing that.
Nope.
Not every quarterback that was drafted in the draft this year is doing that. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a great starting quarterback in the NFL, but those are traits that you need to have if you're going to be. Like, that's the stuff that helps along the way. Again, that's not the most important part.
No.
The most important part is actually being able to do the job.
Exactly.
But a lot of that stuff helps towards being able to do the job.
Man, it is. But I'm always, because the way he was talking about learning from Marcus and all that, okay, that's all cool and dandy. You want this damn job, though, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
He's been very clear about
it. I love it. Yeah, I want the job.
Yeah, I mean, it would be so disingenuous to not be, to just give the line of, yeah, you know, whatever decision they make, it's up to the coaches and whatever. No, I want to be the starter, man. Like, redshirt freshman took the job from a senior.
Yep.
When he was in high school as a sophomore, he took the job from a senior. Mm-hmm. Like, Desmond Ridder is not here to sit around.
And I was in that same boat. I asked a question. But I want your damn job. And you know, the thing about it is, you know, Marcus knows you want that job. And I would never look at Marcus as a guy would not help a young player.
Oh, he'll help him.
Yeah, he's going to help.
Yeah.
Now,
Marcus Marty might even be the guy that mentors him.
And that's the thing about it.
Marcus Mariota is like the nicest human being.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He is.
In the universe.
He is, dog. Oh, Thunders on Madden just sent us his DoorDash code.
There you go.
Thanks, brother.
Shout it out,
man.
It's a lot of numbers.
Yeah,
but
it is. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
It only works if you're a new customer. So if you've ever, have you DoorDashed before?
Of course I've DoorDashed before.
Well, then it's not going to work for you.
Damn.
To get a new account.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be a Dasher.
Is that what y'all call yourself?
Oh, yeah. Dashers, no. That's not what we call ourselves. It's what we're called. Okay?
Dashers.
Dashers.
All right.
My fellow Dashers,
no. Fellow Dashers,
no. I mean, it would be better if it was Dashing, right, versus Dashers.
Dashers Dashing. That's what we do. Is
Dashers Dashing?
Yeah, we're Dashers Dashing. Dashingly.
Dashingly. Dashers Dashing Dashing.
Dashing through the snow, man. With all your food and tacos.
Dude, what is going on at PSG when everybody's leaving right now?
Oh, I mean, it's Rudy Gobert's fault.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. I'm sure he screwed it up.
Evacuating France. Rudy's probably back home in the offseason. Yeah, so we got to get the hell out of here.
Hey, he's back there talking trash about Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly.
You know he over there talking trash about Donovan Mitchell.
This guy, Donovan. He ruined the Utah Jazz.
I am the best. Wee. Yeah. Oh, Kay Corey said we could use his. We could borrow his pit bull. Damn, I don't know about that, Kay.
That looks like the kind of pit bull we need.
Yeah,
his name's King.
Yeah,
look at that guy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
As long as Corey's there to tell him what to do.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna tell him to. Yeah. I ain't gonna say heel.
He doesn't look like he's gonna sit for me. Damn. That dog is in charge. That dog changes his own oil. Look at that dog. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's trending coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Grant McCauley going to join us at 1:20. Talks of Braves baseball with him. And again, never too early to get your AMA questions in. Any question, any topic, text us, tweet us. Phone lines will be open in an hour as well at 404-741-0929. What you were saying, Marcus Smart is on the injury report for the Celtics
tonight. I completely
tonight.
Forgot about that, that he had hurt himself in the game against the game seven against the Bucks. And then questionable with a mild foot sprain. Mm. So I'm like, that's a big deal.
It's a big
Kyle
deal.
Kyle Lowry's not playing tonight. I saw that. So obviously, you know, they come on without Kyle Lowry. But yeah, so he's not going to play tonight. So yeah. I mean, it's going to be a physical series.
It's going to be a physical series. The matchups are going to be really interesting to see who Boston throws at Jimmy Butler at first, who Miami throws at Jason Tatum at first.
Oh, they're going to put P.J. Tucker on
him. Yeah, and how does that work? Yeah,
they're going to put P.J. Tucker on him and have him try to body him and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then, like, you know, because I love the matchups when the best players guard each other, but you're not going to put them
not a lot.
Each other.
Not, Jimmy, they probably will maybe a little bit in crunch time,
But you're not going to put Jimmy on Jason Tatum the whole game.
Yeah, Jason Tatum's got so many answers now. You know, they got physical with him. Milwaukee did early in that series and had some success with it, but by the end of the series, he seemed like he figured it out. So, I know they talked a couple years ago about what Miami did with Jimmy Butler in the Eastern Conference Finals Tatum in the Eastern Conference Finals. Jason Tatum's a different player today,
yes,
man.
Yes, he is, doggy.
He has grown up a lot the last couple of years. He's a superstar. All right, let's get to Brian and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gebhardt.
Every day at 12:45, Brian Gebhardt with some damn good questions. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. With that Heat and Celtics series, this is something we talked about the last couple of weeks, that the Heat have a bunch of grown-ups, but
yeah,
which team has more grown-ups?
Oh.
Ooh.
I know. You start to go through it a little bit.
Let's start naming grown-ups. Yeah, Heat, right. You got,
let's start with the Heat.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Bam.
PJ.
I'm counting Udonis. He at least gets half.
Yeah, it's a half.
He's a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Doesn't play, but he's there.
Yeah.
That's about it.
They got
Kyle Lowry, but he's not playing.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry's not playing.
Do you get minus one for having a Morris? Because since he's a child.
Because he's a child.
Yeah.
He might get a technical foul on the bench.
He crosses out with Udonis. So it's like an even split.
So we're not going to put Tyler Hero in the grown-up?
No, he's not a
grown-up. Oh, no. He's like a teenager right now.
He's getting there. Yeah. He's more of a grown-up than he was last year, but he's like pubescent still.
Yeah.
So like 3.5 to 4, and then the Celtics.
Okay, Celtics have, Marcus Smart's a grown-up. Al Horford's obviously a grown-up.
Mm-hmm. Jason.
Tatum, yeah.
Jalen Smith.
Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum maybe equal one grown-up.
Okay.
Grant Williams is a
grown-up.
Yes, 23-year-old grown-up.
Yeah.
What about that? God, I wanted to talk about that the next day.
Talk about it right now. What were your thoughts on that?
It was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in my life. Dude. This guy Grant Williams out there bombing threes.
There's no way he will ever do that again.
Ever.
I will leave
him. But you know what? That's okay.
That's
he did
matters.
It once.
Exactly.
And now they're in the Eastern Conference
Finals.
I'm
going to bet on the fact that he will not do that again.
Oh, sure.
But they were leaving him wide open.
No respect.
No respect at all.
Yeah.
Grant, we talked about this off the air last week. Grant Williams is somehow, he got in a time machine in 1994, and they took him to the NBA now. Like, every NBA team in 1994 had a guy named Grant Williams.
Yes.
He played power forward.
He was Xavier Williams.
Yeah.
McDaniel.
Yeah. Every team in the NBA had a guy like that in 1994.
Yeah.
Looked just like him. Didn't shoot threes because nobody shot threes in 1994.
Built like a damn linebacker.
Built like him, whatever, 6'7" or something like that, played power forward. Yeah, that guy's from the early 90s and just happens to play now, and worked out great for him the other night.
Yeah, and it was really fun post-game comments that we wound up playing yesterday, both from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Tatum saying, hey, don't get used to taking 18 threes
I love that
a game.
Right there.
And then Jaylen Brown calling him Grant Curry.
Yes.
That was hilarious. So they just had a lot of fun with that. He was a 41% three-point shooter. It was just a bad strategy from the Bucks, and they didn't go about changing
that. He was 41% for the season?
41% for the season, yeah.
Oh,
he can shoot.
Okay.
He can stroke it, yeah.
Well, never mind. I take that away. He might do it again.
To your point, though, like the chances of another team allowing him to shoot 17 wide open threes. He had
17.
One that was contested. He had 18 threes, but only 17 of them were wide open.
Damn,
it's also just a great example of when you win playoff series, various guys got to step up at times. Like Al Horford had a 30-point game in that series.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's never happened in his entire NBA career. He's played in 150 playoff games.
Yeah, a lot of people mad here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of basketball playoff trauma among Hawks fans. I don't blame them for any of it. And then Grant Williams, 27, like if you're going to win playoff series, especially as the playoffs go on, guys like that are going to have to step up. It's just been fun to see.
Got a Hawks-related question in just a second. With this Heat-Celtics series and Game 1 being tonight at 8:30, who do you like? Who do you guys like to move on?
Heat.
Yeah.
I like the Celtics. I think the Celtics, well, but gosh, how hurt is Marcus Smart? Like, how much is this going to impact him in this series? Because he's huge. Like, he's so important for what they do. They can defend the hell out of the basketball.
Yeah. Like, and he's going to start on Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's going to start on Jimmy and know the hell out of Jimmy. So you're going to have two crazy dudes playing against each other.
Which I love.
This is going to be crazy.
It's going to be a physical series, man. Like a healthy dislike for one another by the end of this series. It's going to be a lot of scraps, but like real ones, not like nonsense stuff. Like, this is going to be like a very old school type Eastern Conference.
How the referees let this play?
Let them play. Please let them play. I know there's some flopping in this. There's flopping on every team in the NBA. It's very frustrating that that's true, but let them play, please.
Yeah, we're going to get some 90-85s and some 88-82s and stuff like that.
I'll go Celtics in seven, though.
Okay. Yeah, it should be a good series. With the Western Conference Finals, the Mavs destroying the Suns and moving on, DeAndre Ayton, one of the three no-shows along with Booker and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Well, now teams reportedly are lining up, as you could imagine, for a good young center in DeAndre Ayton, with Monty Williams after Game 7 saying it's internal when asked about DeAndre Ayton's playing time and really pretty much just benching him. I say all that to say he seems like he might genuinely be up for grabs, both as either a free agent or in a sign-and-trade.
Right.
What would you be willing to give up if you were the Hawks in a situation like that? Well, how many players would you be willing to give up?
I know Monty came out and said that it was because of the score and everything, why he didn't play. It's obviously something there. And going back to probably last year where he didn't get the contract that he wanted.
He wants a max deal.
He wants a max deal. I'm not giving him a max deal. I'm not. And you talk about sign-and-trade with the Hawks should not give him a max deal.
Because that's the thing. I think where he wants to go, it's going to require a max.
Yes.
Am I giving DeAndre Ayton a max?
No.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that. Now, if you don't have to, I mean, there's guys on this team I would rather have him than like Clint Capella
right now.
That's an upgrade to me right now. No offense to Clint, but he's younger and more athletic, and Clint was injured half the year last year and couldn't finish around the rim and all that stuff. So if Clint Capella's contract is tradable, again, still don't understand exactly how that works. I read Chris Kirshner's article yesterday sort of detailing the likelihood of who's going to be here and who's not.
Yes.
And he kind of hinted at Capella's contract being an issue but still didn't fully explain it.
I don't understand this issue.
But I don't know why Phoenix would want Capella. Like, that doesn't – I mean, him and Chris Paul, I have a history and stuff, I guess, but I don't know that that makes them –
What if it's
better.
Like – I mean, Capella's nowhere near the max, so you would have to – I mean, it would be like Capella bogey and a one, something like that.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do something like that for Ayton?
No.
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat for him. Yeah.
I don't like trading bogey. Is there another option than that?
How good is DeAndre Ayton?
I think he's pretty good, and I think he's got the upside
to all-star
be even better. Yeah, he's an all-star, Cal. I think he's going to be a multi-time all-star, and I think at some point in his career he'll make an all-NBA team.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, me personally. I just think, you know, he got bogged down with the veteran stuff with the Suns and some weird – I mean, he's such an upgrade over the bigs that the Hawks have currently.
He's an upgrade.
That he would be the second best player on the team tomorrow if he's on the roster.
My answer to a lot of these questions this offseason is just going to be, because he's a better option than the Hawks have right now. Because the thing about it is this. I know everyone's looking at all these things the Hawks need to do this offseason as like a one-off fix. That's not it. Like, they need to do multiple things.
Yes.
If they trade for DeAndre Ayton, that still only solves kind of one part of their issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They still need multiple two-way players on the perimeter. He's a good rim protector, but he's not. They need guys who can defend the perimeter.
Right.
They need somebody who can play the two next to Trey and be great at defense. Not good. You have to have a great defensive player next to Trey, because Trey's a terrible defensive player.
He's awful.
And he's going to be on the court for 36 minutes a night, which he should be because he's an amazing offensive player.
Right.
But if you're going to have him out there for 36 minutes every single night, which you're going to, you got to find somebody who can start at the two, who can lock down whoever the best offensive player on the perimeter of the other team is. And like, DeAndre Ayton is great, and that helps, I think, part of it. But that's, you got to do a lot of stuff this offseason. And I think they will. I think they're going to see a lot of movement. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Tons of stuff going on. We'll get back into the Braves. Grant McCauley going to join us at 1:20 as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti.
Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.